Storm Miller, she is an ECD specialist. A couple of weeks ago, wrote a letter to President Cyril Ramaphosa asking him what is the status of ECD, early childhood development centers. Many people, many parents have a concern as the economy slowly opens up. Many of us don't have places to keep our kids, to educate and to occupy our children during this time. And with no conclusion on whether ECD centers will be opened soon, many parents are worried. Storm Miller is an ECD teacher at Jelly Babies Daycare out in the Somerset West. Storm, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Lester. Thank you for having us.
Well, at the same time, you are talking about when are ECDs opening. Simultaneously, lots of parents calling into this radio station saying they're not happy with schools reopening. Mm. What's your thoughts on that?
Yes, no, I mean, we completely understand. We would just like to be able to assist parents who need assistance. We have many parents that don't have grandparents that can look after the children. The grandparents are also high risk, so you don't really want to leave the child there. Single mothers, single fathers that don't have someone there to help them. People that have just moved down from Johannesburg to Cape Town, for example, you know, they don't necessarily know people that can help them. You don't want to get in a nanny that can look after your child that you don't know. So what are your choices? Parents that can be at home and look after their children, please do that. But what about the parents that can't?
I am so empathetic to parents who, during this course of the lockdown, have been essential workers who have had to go to work, could not work from home. And also, I send lots of blessings to parents who have had to work at home with their children as well.
Yes, that's a challenge.
What have they been doing? What have they been telling you as daycare teachers, ECD centers? What are the questions that they've been asking, you know, during the course of the lockdown? I need to go to work. I don't have that older person staying in our home. What do I do?
Yeah, exactly. That's the things they're asking us. And what do we do with the children? You know, there's only so much that an untrained person can do with a child all day long, from the morning to, you know, 24/7. You know, you normally have them over the weekend, but having them 7 days a week is hard work. So we get lots of different questions from parents, and also regarding fees. You know, how can we cut our fees? So many questions.
You wrote that letter to the president speaking on behalf of ECD centers in the Helderberg Basin.
Yes.
What was the nub of that letter to the president?
Well, we basically asked for assistance financially, because many of our parents are not paying us, and we need to still pay our staff and pay our, you know, fixed expenses. And then we wanted some information, because the last time the Department of Social Development said anything to us was a letter sent out to say, close your doors. We haven't been able to reach them. We haven't been able to get comment from them. Luckily, Angie did mention us tonight on her speech. You know, she did say that they are working on a plan. So it's still very vague. We still don't know what can we expect. There's no guidelines from the president or from the government saying what are we supposed to do when we do open, what are the protocols that we need to put in place. So we as a group have gotten together and started working on our own plan because we want to be ready.
Look, I totally, and also the ECD centers form very important parts of our communities and societies. Not only is it a place where we, you know, send our children while we have to go to work, they do a lot of work in providing that basis, that platform for learning to take place during other phases in the education. But we must also realize that there are also businesses. They still rely on the fees that parents pay, you know, to keep these businesses, these centers running. They not only, you know, employ specialized and trained ECD teachers, but also the support staff in the school, in the classroom.
So I mean, to give you an idea, between the group, collective group that we are, we've just done a couple of sums just to see what we're looking at. And between 50 and 85% loss of income is what we're running on. So how do you open your school if you've had 85% loss of income for 2 to 3 months?
Have parents still been paying?
It's very, very few. And the ones that are paying, you know, there's not all of them can pay full. If you're not receiving your full salary, how can we expect you to pay us in full if we're not providing the service that they require from us? So we also can't blame them. It's why all of us have given between 15, 20, 25% discount where we can. But we still need to run the business. We still need to be able to open. And now government is saying we have to have face masks and we have to have hand sanitizer and we have to do this and that. We still have to go and buy those things. We're not a government-run school. We have to privately fund and, you know, pay for these things.
We're speaking to Storm Muller. She is an ECD specialist in the Helderberg Basin. She representing a group of ECD centers, the early childhood development centers, wrote a letter to President Cyril Ramaphosa asking for more clarification on what happens to our creches, our daycare centers, our playgroups as more sectors of our economy start opening up. Parents need to do something with their kids. If you are a parent who's, you know, about to start work, but their creche or their daycare center has not yet opened yet, you don't have that family support unit around you, you know, to help look after your toddlers and your preschoolers, give me a call, 021-446-0567. Drop me that WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. But, Storm, I have friends who say trying to homeschool someone who's in high school is very difficult. You know, they don't know how to do the mathematics anymore. Yes. The physical science is out of the window. They've lost under 25, 30 years ago. Equally so, I've friends and even ourselves as parents of a two-year-old. Sometimes we don't know what to do and whether we're doing something right in terms
of
whether we have enough energy being, you know, full-time working parents from home. Yeah. What has been some of the questions that parents have been asking you? Am I teaching? Am I laying that foundation right for my preschooler that's not going to interrupt, you know, that foundation phase learning when they eventually go back to school?
Yeah. Oh, well, funnily enough, we're not really getting those type of questions because we are sending out weekly curriculums that we do explain to parents what to do when and to work on special areas. We do videos and send it out to the parents, but we have had some parents asking if we can do Zoom classes with them. And I'm not exactly sure how we would do Zoom classes with two-year-olds, you know, keep their attention on a screen and no teacher there to try and nudge them back to the screen. So I don't think the technology is there yet. I think we would like to send out little robots to houses to just, you know, keep the kids contained.
I'm not being hard on myself, Storm. And when I'm busy working during the course of the day and the kid has been, you know, watching Netflix Kids for more than an hour, I don't feel bad anymore because I'm doing my best.
Not. Yes, and you're just trying to cope and get through the day, but now everybody is feeling for teachers everywhere. So that's nice. You know, we get a lot of compliments and wishing that we can open again and get back to it. So we're very excited to get to that point.
But
I would like to raise another point, if you wouldn't mind.
Let's just go to a quick call. Dwayne has called us. How are you doing, Dwayne?
This time, good. How are you?
Very good. What's on your mind?
Yo, bro. I don't know, man.
Man, this thing of children being at home. I have two children. One is 3 years old and one is 1 year old. I'm working for Eskom and I'm struggling, boss. I don't know what to do with my children. My wife is working for a surveillance company and she's basically working shifts. So it's a run around with the children and we are breaking the COVID-19 laws because we don't have a choice. When I work standby, I have to take my one child to the one grandmother, the one that's 3 years old. The other one, it's 1 year old. We have to run around with her. When I get the call out at night, I first need to drop her by my mother, and then I go and attend to the fault. When I come back, I have to go and pick her up again, even if it's 2 o'clock at night. So I have to take that chance. Wow. So it's quite difficult. It's very difficult because, like, during the day, normally what we did was the one goes to the creche, the other one goes to the nanny for the day. After work, we pick them up. We pick them up and then go home. But now that is not the case. Yeah. We need to arrange other things to actually leave the children somewhere and then go to work and then come back because you can't tell your work that I'm struggling with my kids. Yeah. They expect you to work.
And you feel guilty, don't you, eh? Not because you want to spend, not only spend the time, the quality time with your kid, but also you don't know where you've been and who you've been in contact with.
That's correct, yeah. And it's not, we don't even have a choice. Because now I need to go to my parents and pick them up. And my parents is afraid of me getting the virus because we work with different customers every day. If the electricity is off, we need to go and restore supply. Come back home. We need to sanitize as much as possible. Come home. And then it's tough. Mm. Honestly, it's tough.
Dwayne, I feel you. Thanks so much for your call, man. Really appreciate it. Storm, this is exactly what parents are talking about, isn't it?
Exactly. It breaks my heart, eh? You're having to move your children at 2 in the morning. Can you imagine? No.
The point that you wanted to raise.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to talk about our teachers, you know, and many of them are sole breadwinners in their families. And, you know, now we're facing a possibility that we are going to have to retrench some staff because we can't afford to keep all of them once we're back, you know, back at it. And what are they going to do? How are they going to feed their families? You know, we're like a family together when we work. You know, this is the people that you spend all your time with. So we love and care for them. And it breaks my heart that we cannot pay their full salaries and that they can't provide fully for their families.
Storm Willer, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. ECD specialist in the Helderberg Basin. If you're like a parent like Dwayne who called us, still not knowing what to do with your kids because you are back at the job during this COVID-19 crisis, give me a call, 021-446-0567. Drop me that WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.